With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Many residents in the Roaring Fork Valley are out of work and trying to navigate life without a steady paycheck during the current pandemic. Sally Boughton of Valley Settlement, a local nonprofit that works with both documented and undocumented immigrants and their families, says her organization has found that 87% of their clients are now unemployed. She says those who are undocumented are extra vulnerable as they are ineligible for federal and even some county assistance. Picken County offers anyone, regardless of status, monetary help, but Garfield County requires recipients to have documentation.
Because these families don't have access to those traditional safety nets, they could be losing their shelter. And so, you know, not having access to those kind of public supports puts these families in a really vulnerable and scary position right now.
Valley Settlement is working with other nonprofits to provide some financial assistance, but she says they need the public sector to help meet the demand.
We're running on fumes right now, and you know, we can't hold this alone.
Boughton says her organization has about 1,500 applicants from Aspen to Parachute that they just don't have the financial resources to help right now. The State Transportation Commission held an emergency meeting yesterday to talk about what road work they might have to put off because of the coronavirus's financial impact. Scott Franz has more.
Colorado started 2020 with plans to build $1.6 billion worth of transportation projects over the next 3 years. But with gas tax revenue falling and support from the legislature expected to drop, it is working on a plan to spend only a third of that money. CDOT Director Shoshana Liu calls it the worst-case scenario.
As much as we all want this not to be what we're planning towards, we have to take this disciplined approach, I think, in order to be able to manage our money in a way, you know, that minimizes exposure to risk.
Liu says projects already underway, such as the I-25 North expansion near Fort Collins, will continue. But others, such as improvements to the Floyd Hill section of I-70 in the mountains west of Denver, might be delayed. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Less ambient noise due to COVID-19 shutdowns means that bird watchers say they're hearing more songbirds. The Aspen Center for Environmental Studies, or ACES, virtual birding lessons shed some light on who's making all of that noise. Arts and culture reporter Kirsten Dobroth has more.
Despite social distancing protocols, ACES Community Program Senior Manager Phoebe Myers says that May is prime time for viewing mountain bluebirds at Aspen's Hallam Lake.
We wanted to continue engaging with our birding community, and one way that ACES is supporting that connection is to provide brief virtual morning birding mini lessons in lieu of our Tuesday morning birding outings.
May's virtual morning birding lessons highlight breeding behavior, and videos can be found on ACES website. Bird watchers are also encouraged to send in their own observations for tomorrow's Global Big Day, an annual celebration of birds. Kirsten Dobroth, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
Picken County's new public health order goes into effect on May 9th. It's part of a three-phase plan to return to normal life. Alex Hager reports the county could move to the second phase as early as May 27th.
That next phase could include a return to sports, schools, bigger gatherings, and with state approval, restaurant reopenings at 30% capacity as early as May 20th. But to get there, the county needs to prove it can test anyone with symptoms, monitor all active cases, and see decreasing cases. Based on the latest data from Aspen Valley Hospital, it looks like that may already be happening. They've been doing community testing for a couple of weeks now, and after 38 tests, only 2 came back positive. CEO Dave Ressler said there are still a few that haven't come back yet. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser is joining 10 other attorneys generals around the U.S. in asking the Justice Department to investigate potential price fixing by meat packers in the cattle industry. They say the concentrated market structure of the beef industry makes it particularly susceptible to manipulation, particularly during times of food insecurity like the current pandemic. Meatpacking plants around the United States are hotspots for COVID-19 transmission. A plant in Greeley was closed for 2 weeks after an outbreak there. Colorado is getting nearly $8 million in matching funds from federal health officials to increase access to telemedicine during the COVID-19 pandemic. Governor Jared Polis says innovation will help slow the spread of the coronavirus by providing an alternative to in-person health care. The money will also support Colorado's Health Information Exchange. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.